Power with True Knowledge and Serena Stone present the Tequila Drinker's Guide to Health and Wellness Radio Show with your host, medical Qigong author, practitioner, and educator, Serena Stone, featuring the director of the Universal Healing Tao Medical Qigong System, Master Montauk Chia. This is episode 35, Medical Qigong and ESP.
Well, hi, and welcome back. Here we are in beautiful Del Garden in Thailand, and Master Chia is on tour. He will be joining us again very soon in December, but in his absence, he has asked one of his favorite educators in medical Qigong, Tevye Fong, to come and join us and share knowledge. Keep the ball rolling. Now, Tevye is the founder of White Tiger Qigong School and a master of medical Qigong in his own right. And a whole lot of fun to talk to. So, hello.
Hey.
So, again, we are recording live here at Del Garden. And that means you're going to hear people walking by, dishes clanging.
Blenders.
Oh, golly, I forgot to do the
thing.
That's all right. I usually make this loud noise so my producer knows when I'm starting a show, but I guess I'll have to figure that out. All right, so Tevye and I are going to have kind of a casual conversation about something we both had some experience with, and that is the human brain and its ability to utilize what people call extrasensory perceptions. Extrasensory meaning things we don't necessarily see with our eyes, or at least register that we're seeing it with our eyes, or hear with our ears, feel with our skin, an extra sense, so to speak. And again, our show really is about demystifying these ancient Chinese secrets, but this is really international. These stories of extrasensory perception and people that are, you know, have psychic abilities to see into another person or to appear to see into the future. And I'm going to talk about, as I am a psychic reader, and a pretty good one if I don't say so. I will talk about during this show what I'm really doing when I see into somebody's future. Mm-hmm. It is not mystical. It is human. Now, Tevye has some really cool knowledge also when it comes to the brain and how some extraordinary people have tapped into these resources in the brain.
And I'll give you a really cool, simple Qigong exercise that you can do to get started right away on tapping into your own inner power.
And then once you do the exercise, then you can go out and get yourself a set of tarot cards and set up a tent somewhere.
Nah. Sound like Linda Guthrie from Coffee Talk.
All right. Okay, so let's start real physical, real logical. Tell us what you know about the brain's ability.
Well, first off, I recommend all the listeners listen to the previous episode as we discussed the beginning of this.
Right. I know it's true.
We know, as I said before in the previous episode, that Rupert Sheldrake, this scientist, has done a lot of research. He has really good books that I recommend to read him. That one, I forgot the name of it again, but How Does Your Dog Know When You're Coming Home? Something like that. So he found through scientific research that we and also animals emit a radio frequency, and that we can also pick up these radio frequencies. So our brain is essentially pulsing frequencies. And have you ever thought of someone and then they call you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's had this experience.
Everybody.
And he researched that too. The same thing. So like how long of a distance can these pulses of frequencies reach? That's what's fascinating. And are our frequencies interfered with by other electromagnetic frequencies?
Mm.
And so are we losing our ability from technology? That's another good question, because I'm a big user of technology myself. So
you kind of don't need to... worry about whether or not your boyfriend or your girlfriend is feeling your vibes. You can just pick up your smartphone and text them.
You can now tap into their smartphone and look
at them. Yeah. We've all heard those stories.
So we know that we're capable of emitting frequencies and also receiving frequencies. The question is how can we actually tap into that ability and train it and like a muscle and make it stronger? So I first learned this through Taoist Qigong meditation techniques. One particular was a very special one called the primordial breath. Some people call it the embryonic breath. Some people call it the fetal breath. There's many different names for it, but in Chinese it has one name, Tai Chi. Not Tai Chi, Tai Chi. Okay? So this breath is, they say it dates back to over 2,000 years ago. By Lao Tzu, he wrote the Tao Te Ching. Mm-hmm. In English, I think many people know as the Tao Te Ching.
Yeah, and
Lao Tzu.
Lao Tzu, okay.
So in this technique, we learn actually how to pulse from our brain. And we learn how to pulse from our what we call the lower dantian, or what they call it, the battery storage center. So we look at the upper dantian. That, remember, dantian means elixir. And the upper dantian is essentially...
No, wait a minute. There's two words. Dantian, I thought it meant elixir...
Elixir field.
Field, that's
so
what
it was. Dan is elixir and tian is field.
Okay.
So dantian...
Sorry to correct you in public. Okay. In front of like thousands of people.
it's okay. So what we know that is the upper dantian is essentially the brain. And the lower dantian is the digestive system.
Where is the upper dantian again?
Upper dantian is in the center of your head, basically where the pituitary and pineal gland was. Okay. I was very lucky. I had a Taiwanese master who was actually a doctor. And so he was able to explain to me on an anatomical level where the upper dantian was. Because in Chinese, they just say it's inside the spiritual valley, you know. Which the spiritual valley means how your brain, you know, it's cut in two halves. Mm-hmm. So down the center, they call that the spiritual valley. So he just said, it's in the center of your head. and it's about where the pituitary and pineal gland are. And when also the hypothalamus resides there.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who are unaware of those, you can Google them and check them out. And so what we can do is send circulation to these areas. We can, so we know that where the yi goes, the qi flows. So what's the yi? The yi is your intention. And where what's attached to qi? Blood. So where the qi goes, the blood flows.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So where your yi goes, the qi goes, and where your qi goes, the blood flows. That's the saying. And so we can send circulation to the brain and start to activate these areas. And we know, as I mentioned in the previous episode, we can contract the brain through the visceral fascia, which is essentially a connective tissue bag that encapsulates the brain. And we can actually contract that and create a pulse, contract and relax, contract and relax. So somebody who gets a lot of headaches might actually, when you're contracting, is usually in concentration mode. When you're concentrating very intensely on something, you're usually contracting the brain. Now, if you don't relax, that doesn't leave the contracted position and we start to develop headaches. So this is an actual explanation for a lot of people, why they get concentration headaches. So you need that relaxation. So we actually start to teach you to gain control of that fascia around the brain through contraction, relaxation, this starts to generate a pulse, okay? And when we do that, when we contract fascia, we know that it generates an electrical charge. So we're generating electrical charges to the brain and sending circulation to the brain. So we're using it, and it's a muscle. We know the brain is like a muscle. The more you use it, the more it grows, and it's proven to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Or not, if you don't use it.
If you don't use it, it atrophies.
Yeah.
So we can start to then emit pulses. Now, I'll tell you a really interesting secret. So I was fortunate. I studied with a very famous Navy SEAL. I won't mention him on this program. But I graduated his program, and we learned, like, elite techniques of the military, of the most, what's considered the most elite military in the world. And one of the things I found so fascinating is they were utilizing these techniques.
Okay,
techniques.
For
warfare. Now, of course, if we do it in Qigong, we do it for benevolent purposes. But it was interesting to see that the most elite militaries in the world are using this in warfare. And what they do is, for example, we know that fighter pilots, they won't look at the enemy in the eye because the enemy will look at them. That means that they're emitting a frequency from their brain. The enemy is actually receiving that frequency and responding to it. And they do that in warfare. So for example, let's say you have an enemy, you're hiding, and you have an enemy walking by you. So what we would do is we would pretend to really become a rock. We would actually concentrate on becoming a rock and bringing in our awareness into our core. We wouldn't pay any attention to that enemy there. We would not let any energy seep out. So is that as if you would literally just concentrate on yourself as a rock and your energy and all your awareness concentrating into a small little area.
Now, I think we're demystifying that whole ninja invisibility thing.
No, it's real. It's real and it's being used today.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So and then you can actually send confusion bubbles. They were using confusion bubbles, sending energy from, and they actually imagine a bubble coming from their third eye going into the enemy's third eye. And this can confuse, this is actually being used. It's very interesting. Now, I probably shouldn't even share these secrets with the public, but I think if anyone really delves into it, they can find it. And I'm not have any affiliation or relationship to any military, by the way.
Well, let's, to bring it back down to civilians. Okay, on a very real level, the brain works through electrical impulses, and we all know it creates waves. I mean, everybody knows this. This has been around forever. Now, with quantum physics, we understand that we can program these waves, and quantum physicists would call it a wave of possibility, when those waves of programmed waves of possibility hit a solid particle, it shifts the subatomic particles in and around that item. Mm-hmm. If you think about a glass of water, we can prove it now, the subatomic particles in and around that glass of water move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They are moved purely by the radio signal emitted from the brain. And it would, so we're just taking all the woo-woo out of it, you guys. and I don't have the fancy verbiage, mm-hmm. but we know that this is how it works. It's just as simple as waves and particles. Now, it would stand to reason, of course, if we can emit a wave, you can receive it as well. So what you're saying, I think it becomes a secret weapon or something we use for benevolent purposes. As you have very specific training techniques. I mean, yes. We're talking really, really specified techniques here. People like Tevye offer not, confuse your friends techniques, but, but other techniques to refine your brain's ability to function. And I think the logical question is, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who wants to cultivate their brain in such a way
that...
do. Okay.
I think it's pretty cool.
It is,
and I'm
cool.
On the search for maximum human potential, so I'm gonna soak up any technique that teaches me to discover and have more mastery over myself. I'm gonna soak up as many techniques as possible.
Absolutely. Now, for me, I have a pretty hardcore gypsy lineage. So, and I've told this to Tevye, that I earned my way through medical Qigong school largely by doing psychic readings, because I could. I actually didn't train it. I don't even use tarot. I just use different cards with pictures on it to organize my thoughts. And I can tell you guys, I am no different than any mother who loves her young child. You can walk into a room, look at their face for 1 second, and know exactly what is on that child's mind. And frankly, fathers can do it too. I think women are a little special in this area, but what can I say? When I sit with a person to do a reading, all I do is consciously open myself up to the radio signals being emitted from that individual. Mm. I can do this in person, I can do it over the internet, I can do it over the telephone. there, time and space mean nothing to me when I'm in that zone. You are talking about, I think in another show, like distances, does it matter? It does not matter to some of us who've cultivated this ability to connect in that way. Now, how do I tell the future? Because everybody comes to get their fortune told. It's their fortune. It's like, hey, what's going to happen? So here's how I do it. And I can't speak for everybody. But if I can connect with that person, I start to see stuff. I get pictures. I get physical feelings in my body about where they're at right now. Okay? Then, as a person who's been around the world, who studied some psychology, who's a human being that interacts with others, what I do is I talk about their trajectory. So this is your belief system on the subject of widgets right now. This is what you believe to be true. Now, physics teaches us that what you image, you create, because these, again, these waves emitted from the brain are eventually going to facilitate change outside of yourself as they hit solid particles and shift the reality of those particles. So I'm just speaking the truth coming from quantum physics. This is your belief system, and this is where you're headed in that arena right now. If you like where you're headed, you keep it. And part of being a good reader is you say, now, if you don't like the outcome where your husband creates a harem with other women and, you know, and forgets you exist, if you don't like that because this is what you're feeling, it's what you expect, it's what you know, then we talk about changing your mind. And if you change your mind, you will change your life. So when I said before, who cares if your brain is able to, well, use the extrasensory perceptions, meaning the perceptions that these radio waves would give you,
yeah,
right? If you were open or could train your physical brain, this is real stuff, guys. If you could train your brain to open up to these radio signals, how would it change your life? If you were in a meeting and you could feel if that person was honest.
Right.
You could feel if this was true passion for the service or product that they represent, or just somebody, you know, a con artist, right? How could that change your life if you honestly knew who you were dealing with? Mm-hmm. Now, of course, now I use that as a business thing. Sure, you know, maybe you'd make less, have less loss. And, you know, professionally, or make better choices. But then go deeper. If you've listened to any of our shows, Tevye and I have been talking about emotions and the importance of emotions and da-da-da-da, and you want to be balanced. Well, what if you knew who the cool people were to be friends with? What if you knew if that man or that woman really has feelings for you? And then maybe you wouldn't have the anxiety of wondering if they love you. What if you could just feel it because your brain was that open? How would that change your life? For me, the answer was shocking. Well, you know, as I was growing up, I knew exactly what was going on because I was just kind of born into that ability and then trained it because my mom did that stuff too. Actually, it didn't really matter for my own personal life. I would see trouble coming and get into it anyways. And that's where Tevye's thoughts on emotional balance and choices is huge. Just because you know that's a bad man or that's a bad woman, it doesn't mean you're actually not going to be attracted to them for that very reason. If they make you right about about your negative expectation, and you have no choice but to follow along with your negative belief system, your extrasensory perception doesn't matter. I mean, it matters because you can feel trouble coming, but you'll just use it to hurt yourself instead of something benevolent to the self, and benevolent eventually, we hope, to your community. So that's my two cents on the subject.
Well, I promised to give them a quick meditation, too.
Oh, you got to do it. Go.
So you guys can take a moment, close your eyes, find a quiet space, and sit upright with your back upright, your head resting over your shoulders, and relax your hands in your lap. And take a deep breath in and just exhale out the mouth. Now, close the mouth, touch the tongue to the roof of your mouth gently behind your teeth. Inhale through your nose, and as you inhale, feel your belly gently expanding. And as you exhale, feel it gently contracting. And again, inhale, breathe in, expand, exhale, gently contract. One more time. Inhale, expand, exhale, gently contract. Now see your mind, see your brain like a mud ball. And as you inhale, it expands to the size of your head. And as you exhale, it contracts into the center of your head. Gently. And inhale, expand the ball, and exhale, contract it. Now inhale, relax your focus. And as you exhale, feel your focus coming to the center of your head. Again, inhale, exhale. Now, if you're on your own, you can stop here and do this for about 2 minutes. And then after you've done 2 minutes, or if you want to now, bring your mind back down to your lower belly. Inhale, see it expanding. And exhale, gently contract. Bringing the mind to the belly. Again, one more breath. And rub circles around the belly, going in the direction, going up to the right and down to the left. Just a few circles around your belly button. Okay, so this is like a really, really basic first stage technique of the primordial breath. This is what we were doing, is we were learning to find what we call the third eye. Find where the spirit resides, where your spirit resides in your mind. And we want to condense it there. But don't do this more than 2 to 3 minutes on your own without a supervised qualified instructor, because you can start to develop headaches and stuff like that. But everyone can spend a couple minutes a day doing this, and you'll actually start to feel where your pituitary and pineal gland are. You'll actually start to feel it.
That was beautiful. I did that with you. I have to shamelessly self-promote.
Yes.
If you go on to serenastone.com, there is a lovely seated Qigong available called Wisdom Qigong.
Yeah.
And that was taught to me by Master Chia. You guys just have to go check it out. It's lovely as well. I really enjoyed that. Thanks.
Oh, good.
Thanks
for doing primordial that. Breath is it's a deep Qigong, and there's many more stages to it. This is the very, very beginning. I teach this in my workshops. If anyone can make it out here, this is the last time I'll get to talk to you.
Oh, that's right.
So,
this is it.
So, yeah. So also, if you want to learn more about the primordial breath, check out my website. I got articles on my blog about it. I've got it in books. And I'll even be doing a guided MP3 for those who want to really feel it more. Or just come see me, come train with me in person. I'm here in Thailand at Dao Garden. I do workshops in Europe, Middle East, all over the world, China. So I hope to see you guys. White Tiger Qigong, that's White Tiger, QIGONG.com. Add me as a friend on Facebook. Check me out on Twitter or Instagram, YouTube. Check out some videos there. I just hope to see you guys and hope to train some Qigong with you.
Yeah, share more knowledge. All right, boys and girls, it's been fun. We'll see you when Master Chia gets back from his tour. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on another Empowerment Through Knowledge adventure. Want to learn more? Find Master Chia at MantaChia.com. That's MantaChia.com. Find more medical Qigong lessons, books, and information about studying directly with Serena at serenastone.com. S-A-R-I-N-A-S-T-O-N-E.com. Thanks. Thanks for listening. If you like what you learned, subscribe today.